Unit 33. Do cultures have gender? Gender discussions often create more complications than they try to resolve. Such discussions have traditionally revolved around the dual qualities of masculine and feminine. Masculine typically refers to someone who is overtly competitive, ambitious, and maybe quarrelsome.
Feminine, on the other hand, is used to describe a person who is passive, delicate, and ready to cooperate with others and accept subordinate positions.
The masculine-feminine duality is said to complement each other and form a perfect whole. But although it would be wrong to underestimate the essential differences between men and women due to biology and hormones, the arguments surrounding gender stereotypes have, to a large extent, become tedious topics of discussion. Now, the masculine-feminine debate has been applied to cultures. Scientist Gerard Hendrik Hofstede has proposed a five-dimensional framework for assessing cultures. Four of the dimensions were not controversial, but the fifth dimension he called masculine versus feminine. But this choice of names turns out to be nonsense. Debates about what masculine and feminine actually mean immediately drowns out Hofstede's orderly observations about cultural differences. By the way, in case you were wondering, he found Japan to be the most masculine culture and Sweden to be the most feminine.
Vocabulary.
Gender. Both genders of this species of bird have colorful feathers. Complication. Another complication arose when Japan claimed the island as its own. Resolve. I will answer all of your questions to resolve any doubts that you may have. Dual. The general had a dual role. He was both head of the army and president of the country. Masculine. To play the male role in the musical, Susan dressed in a suit and tie and sang in a deep masculine voice. Feminine. My grandmother told me that speaking in a loud voice was not feminine. Quarrelsome. Derek was quarrelsome and often started fights for no reason. Cooperate. The mother asked her son to cooperate and clean his room. Subordinate. The magazine department was subordinate to the publishing department. Compliment. The roses complimented the redwood table. They made it look even more beautiful. Underestimate. Margot arrived at the theater late because she underestimated the amount of time it would take to get there. Hormone. Stress causes the body's production of hormones to become unbalanced. Stereotype. According to an American stereotype, people with blonde hair are usually forgetful. Extent. It was weeks before we knew the full extent of the damage from the fire. Tedious. Going through the essays looking for errors is a tedious but necessary job. Dimensional. Three-dimensional computer games are very popular now. Assess. The inspector came to assess the new safety measures. Versus. The movie portrayed man versus big corporation, a theme that appeals to many viewers. Nonsense. Some people believe in ghosts, while others think they are pure nonsense. Observation. The scientist published his observations in a scientific paper.